You're listening to SBS News.
The White House says the United States has evidence that Iranian troops are directly engaged on the ground in Crimea, supporting Russian drone attacks on Ukraine's infrastructure and civilian population. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says Iran has sent a relatively small number of personnel to Crimea to assist Russian troops in launching Iranian-made drones against Ukraine.
So today we can confirm that Russian military personnel that are based in Crimea have been piloting Iranian UAVs, using them to conduct strikes across Ukraine, including strikes against Kyiv in just recent days. We assess that Iranian military personnel were on the ground in Crimea and assisted Russia in these operations.
U.S. officials believe Iran may have deployed military personnel to assist the Russians, in part because the Russians are not familiar with the technology. According to U.S. intelligence, the Iranian drones were delivered in August.
There were operator and system failures early on, where either they weren't being piloted appropriately and properly and were failing to reach targets, or the systems themselves were suffering failures and not performing to the standards that apparently the customers expected. So the Iranians decided to move in some trainers and some technical support to help the Russians use them with better lethality.
The Russian Foreign Ministry's Maria Zakharova has denied Russia is using Iranian drones in Ukraine.
Rumors about Iranian unmanned aerial vehicles, which are spread by some independent, unnamed, closed sources in the American media, have been refuted in recent days by both Iranian and Russian representatives. Is there any need to comment on these claims made both to us and to Tehran? I think no, because all this is nothing more than a set of ungrounded conclusions and far-fetched assumptions that Britain and France are trying to build into a construct, but every time it all collapses in front of everyone.
U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price says the United States is worried Russia may seek to acquire advanced conventional weapons from Iran.
In light of Russia's ongoing shortages, some of which are owed to the export controls and the other measures we put in place, we're concerned that Russia may also seek to acquire advanced conventional weapons from Iran. That includes potentially surface-to-air missiles that will almost certainly be used to support Russia's war against Ukraine.
The European Union has imposed sanctions on Iranian-based drone maker Shahed Aviation Industries and three Iranian armed forces generals for helping supply drones to Russia. Pentagon spokesman Brigadier General Pat Ryder says Ukrainian troops have been fairly effective at shooting the drones down.
I'm not going to be able to provide you with numbers on that, other than to say in that regard, they have not quite probably met Russian goals in terms of their ability to strike targets. That said, clearly they have wreaked havoc and caused destruction and killed innocent civilians. And so it's a serious threat, and we'll continue to work with the Ukrainians to provide them with the capabilities that they need.
In one drone attack this week, an operations center was struck. Another attack ripped a large hole in a residential building. At least three apartments collapsed, killing four people. In the United States, five Russian nationals have been charged with sanctions evasion and money laundering. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland says the charges relate to shipping military technologies by American manufacturers to Russian buyers.
Those technologies included advanced semiconductors and microprocessors that are used in fighter aircraft, missile systems, smart munitions, radar, satellites, and other space-based military applications. Some of the same electronic components obtained through this criminal scheme have been found in Russian weapons platforms on the battlefield in Ukraine.
The U.S. Attorney General and Germany's Justice Minister, Marco Buschmann, have met in Washington to discuss how to prosecute Russian war crimes in Ukraine. Mr. Buschmann says justice will only be achieved if nations unite and not provide perpetrators with safe havens.
America and Europe must stand shoulder to shoulder as forces for freedom and justice. Our meeting sends a powerful signal that the transatlantic partnership is strong, that it has in fact become even stronger as a result of Russia's criminal war.
Russia has been targeting Ukraine's power infrastructure, causing electricity and water cuts. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia wants to force Ukrainians to leave their homes and move westward to European Union nations.
Russian cruise missiles and Iranian drone attacks have destroyed more than a third of our energy infrastructure. Because of this, unfortunately, we can no longer export electricity to help you maintain stability. However, this is only part of the problem. Russia is also provoking a new wave of migration of Ukrainians to the EU countries. Russia's terror against our energy facilities is aimed at creating as many problems with electricity and heat in Ukraine as possible this autumn and winter, so that as many Ukrainians as possible go to your countries.
Assalam al-Ghalib, SBS News.